Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Receiver Andre Johnson is headed back to Miami this weekend for the game against the Dolphins, and he talked about that homecoming and much, much more with the media.
You know what goes on here? You know, a lot of people don't really know what, you know, the players and stuff go through, so, you know, they're able to make their own opinions, but, you know, I'm behind them 100%.
Will this be an emotional game for you because what's riding on it? Not just because you're going back to Miami, but all the things you've talked about all these years about how you're sick and tired of not being there. And you know, I know it's a long shot to get in, but you have to win to get in.
Right.
And it's an elimination game of sorts. Is this will be one of your more emotional games, what do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty pumped about it, but, you know, I won't, you know, I wouldn't get carried away about it because, you know, when you get too carried away, it affects the way you play. So I approach it just like I approach any other game, but I know what's at stake. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what I have on my mind. You know, I know what's at stake.
How does it feel to be the best ever? Like, literally, how does it feel to be the best receiver on the planet? Unless they're playing football in some other universe that we don't know about, let us know how it feels to walk around and actually be that guy.
I didn't know I was that guy.
You are that guy.
How does Gilby interview by Ephraim?
I was just telling you, he's that guy.
Are you happy Ephraim's back?
Yeah, I'm very happy Ephraim's back. You know, he's when I walked in the training room this morning and I saw him, I couldn't do nothing but laugh because he's always bothering me. So it's great to have him back.
Quarterback Matt Schaub hoping for a win on Sunday against Miami. He talked about the magnitude of the ball game and much more with the media.
Well, yeah, I mean, their defensive front, their front seven is incredibly good. They get a lot of push. They're physical. It's going to be a tough test, and, you know, we just have to prepare and be ready for the different looks that they present.
Does it really change your mindset at all when you're going against guys like that? You get the ball back quicker? That's what you do anyway.
Well, I mean, we try and drop back and get rid of it as soon as we can and quickly, and the guys have done a great job up front, so it's just a matter of continuing to execute.
Matt, how hard will it be to fool them with basically not much of a running game and your offense consisting mostly of you and Andre playing catch?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been too bad for us so far this year. In 14 games, you know, we've still been able to be effective with our play-action game, and so we just got to continue to try and be effective with it. It's not about getting someone to completely, you know, jump up 5 yards. As long as you get them to hesitate a little bit, that gives your receivers enough time to get open in the secondary. Just being able to identify, you know, the personnel and you know, understanding who's blocking who, you know, whether who the backs have in protection and just, you know, so being on the same page so when they do blitz, whether it be off the edges or the guys inside, we know who's picked up.
Is it Zach Collins center, though, and protection, or is it
up? Well, I mean, we know going into it, if whether it's a three-man front or a four-man front, who we're blocking, and that's the bottom line, just being able to recognize whether it's three-man or four-man. You know, I mean, Dwayne, he played a heck of a game the other day with basically no knee, and, you know, that's a credit to what this means to him. And, you know, hopefully he can be out there, but, you know, we'll see as the week goes how he's feeling. And whoever else is out there, Rashad stepped in and did a great job for us in the second half, and so we've got confidence in him, and Ephraim's played a number of years, so I know what he brings to the table. So whoever's out there, we're just going to go play ball.
Matt, someone told you after four straight losses, you guys would still mathematically have a shot at the playoffs. What would you say?
So let's go take them one at a time and go win them and see where we stand. But we can only control what we can control, and obviously we'll probably need some help. But all we can do is go out and win a game.
You got a scoreboard watch?
No, we're going to – only our scoreboard. We got to win the game, and we'll see what happens. But all we can control is our stuff that we can control.